Yeah, level 42, Lessons in Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 19th of August. Welcome along, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Hopefully you had a decent weekend. Whatever was going on for you. Nice of you to join us at some point in the proceedings at all.
Yeah. Why are you starting without me at all? Well, it's unbelievable.
Have you heard of preparation at all? Getting in early maybe ahead of when you're actually meant to talk and all.
Ah, stop. You have mad ideas about how to do a radio. My ears aren't even working. You think you do all my work for me?
No. I know. Those days are gone.
Some job this is you're expected to do your own stuff.
Unbelievable. Anyway, morning,
folks. How are you, horse? How's things?
Oh, good.
How's your little week and end and all?
It was the end of the week, you know?
Yeah, I see. I'm so used to waiting for the news and then the song comes on after the news.
Yeah.
But of course, there was no news there this morning, so I didn't even hear.
Confusion reigned.
I was halfway through a mouthful of porridge and then Jim was gone.
Yeah, would you come in and do your job and all?
You know, I don't know. The expectations people place on you, it's,
I swear
it's
to God.
Disgraceful.
Thank God Headmaster Jim is here to run the show. I tell you, the place would fall apart.
Oh, through. I'd be in shambles.
Are you anyway? Did you have a good one?
It was grand. There was nothing exciting really about it now. There was no great dramas to it at all. It just ticked along like weekends should.
That doesn't. It sounds like you're hiding something. Sounds like you needed an alibi or something.
I'm trying to think of it. It wasn't really. What happened at the weekend?
You're always up to no good.
There was nothing really now. I can't pin my colours to any particular mast of,
there you go,
of excitement.
You never know with Jim. Do you remember one weekend he comes in and he goes, there was duck herding with collies. Uh-uh. And there was,
that's only a very special weekend.
Yeah. And that's then you come in some weekends and you're just like, yeah, it was grand.
That's when the drugs kick in.
Can't even remember.
And what about yourself?
Very good, yeah. Nice and long it felt, thank God for that. I do find when you don't drink at all on a weekend that you do get more value out of them.
Yeah.
They go on a lot longer.
Well, you certainly remember them a bit better, all right.
Well, I don't know now. If you were to ask me what I did, I couldn't tell you, but I do feel like I haven't been here in ages.
There you go. That's always a good thing. Right, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Hopefully your own weekend went well.
Yeah, go on, J-Lo. Journey from Black and all. Don't do what you can.
No, better stop that. That's ridiculous. Gonna try and make a rhyme of it the weekend. Yeah, J-Lo waiting for tonight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Thank you for doing that. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, 19th of August. 087-188-0008 as always if you need to give us a shout. Right, birthdays today, a bit thin on the ground,
good.
To be honest with you, PJ. Not a great selection, really.
Good, because these are the days I actually have a half a chance.
Right, and to be honest with you, look, I'll leave the last one for a minute, because again, it's one of those ones, there'll be no question you'll know them, but how you put an age on them, I do not know.
Good,
anyway,
this is on now, I've got some hope for a change going into the birthdays.
Let's start with the biggest of them all, Slick Willie, celebrating his birthday
today. Ah, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Ah, Slick Willie, I'll tell you something. And they say bad things about Donald Trump, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slick Willie was as bad as any of them. He was as bad as anyone. His own security, head of security.
You mean for Slick Williamsons?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His own security man said he was a very hard dog to keep on the porch, he said. What a statement. What a statement by your own security lad. Very hard dog to keep on the porch. He was up to no good in all sorts. It was only he got caught for Monica Lewinsky.
And I tell you,
God knows what else he was up to.
Probably other than Nixon, obviously, and the whole Watergate thing and all that.
Yeah.
There's probably been more programs of various kinds made about Slick Willie than any other president.
Big time.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're always on. There's like, isn't there one on at the moment on Netflix or something, the Clinton affair? Or
is there?
I think so.
Oh, God. I tell
There's
you,
loads
at least,
of them.
At least Monica Lewinsky came out of it all right.
Well, she was eventually,
like now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But jeez, well, he's just some loyalty mouth on him. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. He was hanging around to dry in a major way.
Yeah.
How he got away with it, I'll never know. How did he get away? Like, you know, no matter what people like...
You mean as in stayed on as president and all?
Like, just... he's still in public face. But people love Bill Clinton.
Well, over here, yeah.
They love Bill Clinton.
He gave us peace, PJ.
He did this.
He brought peace to this island.
He did, yeah. He did all right, yeah. Yeah, but, like, it was how he... It was unbelievable. Because, like, if Donald Trump gave someone a Frenchie... He'd be shot with balls of his own onions.
Yeah.
And then you get your man there, and he was up to... Oh, the whole time he was up to something. And he got away.
Slick Willie.
Slick Willie, I tell
you
something.
Those were
the days. Right, so...
So how old is he now?
I'm going to say he's like 73.
Yes, he is.
Yay!
73.
See, didn't I tell you?
Spot
on. Didn't I tell you? When the less I know, the better chance I have.
Right, okay. Next one then. One of your... Well, I think it's a popular program for you. As in, like, you know, you are glued to it. I kind of dipped in and out of it. You know, it's a grand old program and all, but I never got the kind of obsession. But Matthew Perry of Friends fame is celebrating his birthday
today.
Oh,
God, yeah. Matthew Perry...
Chandler Bing.
He's Chandler Bing, yeah, I was going to ask you. That's your... How did you dip in and out? Friends is just so good. I suppose there's the lunatic fan that ruins everything.
It feels
everything.
Like it's been going for... Just...
I'll have.
Since so television began.
Is it 30 years or something? It must be close to it.
It must be.
Can't be a million miles away. But
the
other
way
brilliant.
It used to be, for a lot of people, it was that. It was just the must-see. It was the... You know what I mean? It was obsessive.
Yeah. There's like Harry Potter fans.
Like, there's people who've seen every minute of every episode and can quote the script to you and all that sort of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, I do, yeah. Do you, and they compare all their friends. You're such a Chandler.
Yeah.
And you're a real Monica. And you're a Ash. But you go and take a fart on yourself. Unbelievable. Yeah, I know what you mean, but it is brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going...
I know, every time you watch it, you do kind of appreciate it for being funny.
I remember going on holidays to Thailand. And yeah. I was sitting there in Thailand and it was like, there's so much to see and these amazing temples and the sea and sand and incredible local people and all this incredible culture all around you. I remember I spent pretty much 2 days... in a local bar watching Friends. I have to say, best 2 days of the trip.
Yeah.
The best
keep
two days
your culture.
Of the trip.
Keep yeah. your culture. I brought me on with me.
And then I heard some poxy German giving out about to another German he met.
Yeah.
He said, and they sit in the town and they watch the American show Friends. Sniffing and snorting. I was there going, yeah, well. Enjoy the temple, jackass. It's the best place to be.
Right, listen, before you put your money where your mouth is on Matthew Perry, right?
Yeah.
We may as well start the week off on a good note and tell you that Matthew Perry is celebrating a significant birthday.
Oh, Matthew Perry is 50 years
yes,
old.
Yes, he is.
Now we're talking.
He's 50
Didn't
years old.
Didn't I tell
old.
You the less I know? Didn't yeah. I tell you the less I know, the better it gets?
So there we go. So let's line it up for this one then. Here it is, the final one. There is only one. There was kind of the odd musician or whatever that might have been worth it, but they weren't really anything significant.
Yeah.
But this... should give you something to wrap your head around.
Brilliant.
Because it is Joey Tempest's birthday today.
Joey Tempest? Which one is he again?
Joey Tempest is only the man who sang, "It's the final countdown!"
Oh, Europe! Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
So that one song alone should give you a shot at getting this.
Should the hair on him. Oh yeah. My God. Ah, look.
Swedish, apparently.
Yeah, and that was a song that Bon Jovi didn't want. Isn't that amazing?
Is that what they tried
That's
to do?
True, yeah. Bon Jovi didn't want us, yeah.
Wow.
I think it was written by John Bon, whatever, one of them.
Was
written
it?
By one of the lads, anyway, and they were like, ah, well, that song won't do anything, it's a bit naff.
My
and they
God.
Gave it over to Europe. Holy fart almighty. Name one other Europe song. Go on. Can't.
Not a clue.
Can't, because that's the
did
one that
made
them.
Did they have any other songs?
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they had a few. Probably Hickory Dickory Docks or something. I don't know what they did. But so there you go, and what a haircut.
Actually, so
what a haircut.
I'm trying to... I wouldn't mind hearing Bon Jovi do a version of
the Final Countdown.
Yeah,
I hope they do it live or something on tour. Be good, wouldn't it?
Because now I always think of it as like one of those. It's like a real European rock song.
It
know
is,
what I mean?
Because it's so naff.
And in the way that, like,
we're heading to Venus.
Like, oh yeah,
it's so naff.
That's what
it's
I'm
brilliant.
Saying. Like, yeah.
It's
yeah.
fantastic. You nearly hear the...
That's what I'm saying. It sounds like that. Sounds like it was badly translated.
It does, yeah. It does.
It's a great song, though.
Oh, anyway, cracking song.
Right, here we
song.
Go. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. For 3 in a row, for a day off, how old, PJ Gallagher, is Joey Tempest?
Joey Tempest is 56 years old. Ah, Jim, you're leaving me hanging again.
Yes, he is!
Yay!
Yes, he is!
Yes, he! Yes,
three in a row! Three yes, to choose see. From, there you go.
Didn't I tell you?
There
Didn't
it is.
I tell you? Didn't I tell you the mojo was back?
Three in a row. Joey Tempest is 56.
Back
there you
up
go.
There, Ned! Back
take
up
a
there,
day
Ned.
Off. Take a day off.
God, I think Tara took it for me.
Classic hits and lunch.
Yeah, Billy Ocean, when the going gets tough, a bit of Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body, and Blondie hanging on the telephone in there as well. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 6:27 on this Monday, 19th of August. We have to give a shout out. Morning, guys. Eric Murta here in Limerick. Any chance you could say hi to my daughter, Maggie May Murta? That's a lovely little roly kind of name off the tongue, isn't it?
Maggie May Murtagh. That's a great name. Yeah, yeah, that's really got a ring to it.
Maggie May Murtagh, who got up at 5 a.m. this morning to help me at work.
Good on you, Maggie May.
See,
fair play to you.
That's the kind of dedication you need. Well done, Maggie May. Enjoy the day and make sure you get well paid for it. Get some money out of your old lad. He's notoriously tight, you know,
Maggie.
That's what
I've heard.
So just be careful with him. That's all. Just make sure he pays you. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Get a few quid. Nobody works for free in this day and age, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Finn Barra Cork, morning to you. Dan 2.0, morning to you, sir. Will and Patrick are on the M7, which is probably as good a place as any at 6:30 in the morning. The M7.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know if that's a good place to be at any time, to be honest with you. I haven't travelled up and down it so much recently. Oh, the last few months.
Is that the one that had the... No, that's not
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the one with all the roadworks. It was closed off properly. Yeah, it was down to two lanes at 50
kilometres. And it's not open now.
It is, but it's still ridiculously only 80k. It doesn't make... It makes no difference that it's open. It makes no difference. It's done nothing for anybody. Because they've opened it up and kept the speed limit more or less the same. So it doesn't really matter. It's a... Oh, God.
Well, I'm sure Patrick and Will are absolutely thrilled to be on the M7.
Well, at least it's early enough that they won't be stuck in the nonsense, yeah. So there you go.
Morning, PJ and Jim. Big shout out for the tip hurlers. What a win yesterday.
What a win yesterday. I have to say, red card really shot the fox on it, though. Yeah. It's an unfortunate thing that your man took a red. It was.
Brian is busy milking the cows in Thurles.
Oh,
and he's shook.
I'd say you are, yeah. Fairness, Tipperary, they were written off, weren't they? Start of the year, nobody really gave them any hope.
Well, yeah, because they...
Limerick being the, talking a two in a row for Limerick and, you know, Wexford's rise and everything. Oh, it was brilliant, but well done, Tipperary. Me ma, Tipperary woman, of course, so there's no talking to her for next week.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Brian now, judging by the emojis. He's feeling every ounce of that win.
Good man yourself, yeah. Enjoy while you have it.
Somebody telling me that apparently the Clinton affair is on the History Channel.
Oh, right. Oh, I see.
Oh, no. Of a Sunday evening.
The History Channel, which is as much to do with history these days as basically Netflix.
Yeah.
There's nothing history. Nonsense. They're still showing that mermaids yoke and all. They
are
made up history and all.
The faux documentaries,
they
call it.
Yeah, and aliens and everything. They show all mad. It's not history. You literally made it up. It's not history.
Yeah, what's the thinking behind that?
I don't know.
Because they do that with...
Don't know.
It's very strange. Anyway, morning lads. I'd like to say happy 30th wedding anniversary to my hubby Frank.
What,
Sarah?
Frank?
There you go. Sarah, happy anniversary to you too.
Happy anniversary
Or is it only a one-way thing? He has a happy time and you, well, you just have to suffer on.
I doubt it.
As you have done for 30 years.
Yeah, really. Say... No, have a great one, Deadly. Fair play. 30 years, well, that's one of those. That's one of the ones where you have to use the obligatory joke of, you got less for more.
Yeah, yeah. What's the present for 30 years? Not the way.
What's the present?
You know the way they say, like, there's a silver at 25 and gold at 50.
I don't know.
What's 30?
Having a clue.
What do you know any of them?
A4 page. No, I don't know. I know any of them, yeah.
An A4 page. You know what that's for? That's for one. Paper is the first.
Is it?
Yeah.
1 year.
1 year is a paper anniversary.
Really?
25. I don't know what 30 is.
Really? Well, 50. I didn't even make the piece of paper, so it doesn't make a difference to me.
Right, what else have we got? Hang on, my thing has gone shooting all over the place. Look at that. Jeepers, tonight. Somebody's been messing at me machine. Ah, here. Are you playing with that over there?
No, they're sending in texts or something.
I don't know what it is. Anyway,
you just can't keep up. You're still on weekend speed.
Actually, you know something. Sarah has actually texted back in to answer the question. Nothing.
Nothing.
Is her answer.
There you go. Right.
Right. So she has great expectations for her 30th wedding anniversary,
which is why she's on the radio. Obviously, this is more becoming a case of public shaming than anything else.
She's just pointing out to Frank that there's no present has arrived yet.
Yeah, it is early now, sir. Give a man a chance.
Yeah, yeah. Morning, lads. Another day off for PJ. Does he really need another day off, Jim?
Yeah.
Len in Limerick. Look, he takes them anyway, Len. There's nothing we can do about it.
I wouldn't mind if I got to take them and do anything with them. I take them off and I have to go and do work. That's the only thing I'm getting to use them for.
Yeah. If PJ gets any more days off, he might as well not be there.
Yeah, I tell you something. Babs it is.
Babs,
yeah.
Is it?
Get out of it,
Fair
Babs.
Play, Babs. You're right. I have to stick up for the little guy here, Bob.
Is that right, yeah? How many days have I actually had off?
Millions.
Yeah, none Millions. Is the answer. Not even one day off, really, because every time I take them, I'll say, oh, reiterate. I end up doing more work with them, so there you go.
So you'd be better off not.
Smarty Babs.
We may as well just scrap the whole concept of that, you know, that competition.
Why is that now?
Because you just said you don't get to have a day off.
Well,
what's the point of winning a day off if you don't get to have a day off?
You know, some you mind your own business, right? You know what I mean?
There you have it.
I've used it to be a creative. I'm a creative, Jim.
That's it.
An artist, a recognised artist of the state.
That's exactly
if you're working for the revenue anyway. You know what I mean? For the rest of the stuff, I was just trying to make a few pounds. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if that means blackmailing you lot to get the days off so I can go and make real money, I'm going to take it.
Real? Yeah, exactly. Instead of being paid in peanuts. Yeah, there you go. Song very close to PJ's heart, of course, representing Ireland at the Karaoke World Championships as the...
Set.
As Jake Stevens.
2006, those were the days.
During the walk of life.
Tell you something.
How he didn't win it is still a mystery.
Heinola, Finland is where we were. Basically the...
Who did win it, by the way?
It's like the Leitrim of Finland, really. Okay. Who did win it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think I hung around after it wasn't me?
You didn't wait for the ceremony.
Get out of your mind. No.
Did you not even wait for the green room, the after-show reception or anything?
I certainly did not. It's win it or bin it, Jim.
Give us a beer.
And okay. Give me a beer. I just represented Ireland. What are you going to do about it?
Walk of Life from Dire Straits. Fergal and Rathfarnham's been on. He just wanted to mention that, you know, we were struggling to think of another Europe hit.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, Carrie was a big hit.
Oh, that's right. Carrie, yeah. Things, they stay the same. Oh, oh.
Yeah, apparently, they had another song called Rock the Night.
Oh, yeah, they did. Rock now, rock the night. Oh, living in the morning night.
This
rock.
Is great. You who moments ago were going on, name another hit. Go on, you can't. They didn't have any. And they are singing them.
They loved it.
Anyway,
yeah,
Fergal.
I just couldn't remember them at the time.
Fergal, well done you. Forgetting that. What do we got? Oh, your mate Simon's been on just to say that your reference to yourself as a state artist.
Yeah.
Does that not just mean you draw the dole? See what he did there? Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to do that.
Although, be careful what you wish for. Mm. Although, I don't think I'll ever be allowed to do that. When you come from the self-employed thing, I don't think you can go and fart yourself, really, when it comes to the dole.
I'd say so, I'd imagine so, yeah.
I'd like to draw the dole, please, of just a.
No. But, like, why? Because no. Was there?
Take it
because we don't. Because we don't like people who fend for themselves for a while without giving. You know what I mean?
Without giving us money.
No, so go and get lost about it.
Sarah's actually heading off to Portugal. This is Sarah who's celebrating her 30th wedding anniversary. So we don't need to offer our sympathies to her. And to be fair, so a lot of people text in to say apparently Pearl is the traditional.
Oh, the
gift
30th wedding anniversary.
The 30th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say a lot of people. I mean, you know, there's one there that's from Karen in Cork and the. Another one up there from, I think, Margaret, who looked it up. And then, of course, you get this from Colm in Limerick. It says, 30 years present should be divorce papers.
It's very harsh, isn't it?
What a romantic soul Colm in Limerick is.
Tell you, sir, good man, Colm. Lucky woman you have. What she's going to have coming in the post. I'll tell you something, don't believe.
He's some man. Garrett in Limerick says, PJ has nearly as much time off as Tara.
When have I ever? Well, like this is stupid now. Again, I've had literally how many days have I had off to myself this year? Not literally none.
In the minds of the listeners,
none.
If you're not here, you're off.
It says Mr. Johnny Go Fart the Pants, who takes a day off every time I take one and goes wandering around Narnia land, having the crack with the feed up and all. Beer garden, Larry over here.
Sue's been on. She sent us a little pic to illustrate how her morning is going. It's basically a picture of a packet of Panadol Extra.
Oh.
Underneath it. Oh. What looks like a Costa coffee.
Oh, dear.
Mind you, at least Classic Hits is on the radio in the background.
Well, there you go. Oh, look at that. Yeah, there's somebody.
I tell you something, that's one surefire way of giving yourself a headache, Sue.
And I tell you something, Sue, please don't drive off with that coffee on the dashboard like that.
It could all go horribly wrong.
You'll burn the.
Listen, it's what is it? It's 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. After 7, of course, it is a Double Money Monday. We revealed the brand new hit bit on Friday. So you got a first listen then, a first chance to play with Enda on Friday evening. But we're into a Double Money Monday. So a grand, we're going to play for a grand.
On the all new, all new brand new Classic Hit bit.
Yeah, we will play it for you, of course. But if you want to get ahead of the game, you know the usual score. If you get to classichits.ie, you can listen to it there. I mean, there probably were a couple of guesses on Friday night. I can't imagine it making a huge difference to you. But certainly, if you want to listen to it, classichits.ie.
Yeah, I might see the way people are leaning, though. You know the way you can see sort of what's in, but I'm still think it's Rick Astley, even though it's apparently not.
Even though literally he was told it's not.
Yeah, but it's really like
him. Has that ever made a difference?
It's really like him, Jim. Yeah. It's really like him.
So that's on the way. Also, we'll kick off a brand new breakfast table quiz a little bit later on as well. Not sure what the prize is on that, but no doubt it'll be fantastic. And as always on a Monday, there'll be nothing to beat, so it's always worth a bash.
Best day to play is a Monday, yeah. Set that standard for everybody else.
And anything else, of course, that floats into your head that you want to share with the gang, 087-188-0008. Eddie's classic, Danny Wilson, Mary's Prayer, and Perfect 10 from the beautiful South, just ahead of this. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 19th of August. Thank you for doing that, folks. Wherever you happen to be listening to us, including in Torremolinos, because Fred has just sent us WhatsApp to say good morning to everybody, and listening loud and clear in Torremolinos, where it is to be 33 degrees today.
Wow! There you go. Oh, God.
Wow.
Wow. That's what Pat Kenny would say. Wow. Yeah.
If Pat Kenny was here now, Fred, that's exactly what he'd say.
Wow.
Fred. Wow.
Suffering succotash. Make sure you put on your lotion.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, listen, enjoy it, Fred, and everyone else, wherever you happen to be. If you want to give us a shout at any stage, 087-188-0008. You can get us on the old WhatsApp, as we said. Some of the things to look forward to: Double Money Monday, first crack at a grand on the way for the hit bit, which was only unveiled on Friday. So classichits.ie if you want to have a little listen. And I think we're going to sort of, like, in case anybody has the Monday blues, we're going to try and sort of lift your spirits early doors, aren't
we? Yeah, we are, yeah. It's that time of year again, the Edinburgh Festival. It's nearly coming to a close now, actually, since this last week. And, of course, every year there's a list of the top 10 jokes doing the rounds of the festival.
Right.
We'll do our best to make it laugh. Now, I will say, you know what I mean, comedians not being what they used to be, you know. There's a few bumsteers. No, back in my day and all that. There's a few bumsteers here, Jim, but we'll do our best to deliver them with style.
So can we make sure that we have a badum-tsh?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, maybe. Can we resurrect the canned laughter, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Because there's nothing that actually kills a joke more than that. Just,
yeah.
Like, even a good joke, you put that after it, it's like, oh. Oh.
Right, so that's on the way after 7 o'clock. And as I say, whatever else is going on, we'll tell you about it as we go.
Manchester United, one of the biggest clubs in the world, apparently. Just want to get that going. We're going to talk about that every hour on the hour until 10 o'clock today. Just want to get that out there while we can.
Yeah, I love it. One of my favourite songs, actually. Cardigans and my favourite game. Your favourite game. Like the way I did that. The Hit Bit back in action today on a Double Money Monday. Back this hour in about 40 minutes, there or thereabouts.
Well, you can have a crack at it. But there you something. Well, that's a great old song, though, isn't it?
I love it.
Right, I wasn't listening to it. You said after you talked, you stopped talking about the song there, to be honest with you. Right. I was still locked in.
Wow.
Now look at his son.
He's easily distracted, ladies and gentlemen. Easily distracted.
Watch him here. Who said that? Who said that, Jim?
Anyway, yeah, the strains of Benny Hill, because as promised, we're going to try and wipe away your Monday blues. If you ever had any Monday blues,
that is. Oh, we're going to get rid of them now, yeah. Well, we're going to try to get rid of them. I will say, right, the Edinburgh Festival, it is on, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the biggest, the largest comedy and arts festival in the world. It happens all the way through the month of August every single year. It's into the last week. So it's that time again where they release the greatest one-liners of the last month.
Yeah.
You know, once again, you know, without sounding too much like one of them elves about moaning and all, they do.
You know what you're doing now?
Better
you're doing
than previous years. You
you're
know?
Doing poacher turned gamekeeper now. You're doing. Well, back in my day, now a joke was a joke. Tell you now.
Yeah.
Nowadays, young lads, they don't know a joke.
Mind you, I would never
came
have
up
done.
And kicked them in the arse.
I wouldn't do Edinburgh anyway, to be honest. I don't see the point. I really, like, the greatest.
What is Edinburgh meant to be? Is it meant to be like the, you know, some sort of? Obviously, that festival is a great festival, just like the Kilkenny Cat Laughs or whatever, any of that. But
yeah, well, it's the biggest one of them in the world.
It's just the festival, though. It's not meant to be like sort of the elite playing it or whatever.
Jay, no, every halfwit can play Edinburgh. Like, like there's 3,000 shows a day or something.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Every halfwit.
Everyone plays Edinburgh. I think that's it. People see it as the great window because everyone that's involved in the business does be there.
Right. Bar you, you never went.
No, because when everyone pecked off over there, I used to stay here and clean up. I had all the gigs for the whole month.
Brilliant.
It's like, what's the point? I don't want to. What do I have to say to British people? I don't have any. I don't know any. You know what I mean? It's like,
so
I'm never going to move.
So you could.
No matter what happens, I'm never going to move over. So
talk about the rest of the industry behind their back while they were in, Edinburgh.
There's so many gigs going over here. It was great. But anyway, this is it, the biggest festival in the world. Here are the top 10. One-liners of the festival
so far. I've got some canned laughter to make sure they don't die completely.
Right. A guy called, I don't, here's the thing, right? I know, how many women? I know one of the names off this list.
Wow.
Right? You know, me being like the,
You'd be the godfather of comedy.
I used to hate that. I used to do all these interviews and stuff, you know, and I'd be promoting tours and people would say, oh, you know, have you heard of this bit? And it's like, you can't say it when you're promoting a tour, but like, I have literally no interest in stand-up comedy, like, at all. Like, I've never been to a show that I wasn't in.
Right.
So I was like, why would I know these people? So anyway, in at number 10, Ivo Graham, I don't know how you say it, and his joke is, I've got an Eton-themed advent calendar where all the doors are opened by me, by my dad's contacts. Yeah, we get better than that now, friends. That was a bit, right, it's okay. A grim start. And Mark Simmons, to be or not to be a horse rider? That's just a question. It's all right. That's not so bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
Richard Poulsen has a joke. After learning 6 hours of basic semaphore, I was flagging.
Right.
Probably that laugh seems a little bit more than he expected then, for, yeah, I'd say, yeah, to be honest with you. Adele Cliff, I accidentally booked myself onto an escapology course and I'm really struggling to get out of it.
Not bad.
That's pretty, that's the best one so far.
You delivered that better.
Yeah, yeah, sleep is my favourite thing in the world. It's the reason I get up in the morning.
Not bad. Not bad.
See, they are getting progressively better. Ross Smith, a thesaurus is great. There's literally no other word for it.
That's clever.
Jake Lambert, a cowboy asked me if I could help him round up 18 cows. I said, yeah, no bother at all, that's 20 cows.
I can't believe I'm going to admit this, but that took me a second to cop what it was.
Me too. I read that twice and I was like, I didn't know.
It took me a while to get that
one. Yeah, I was like, oh, jeepers, I don't get it right. Milton Jones, fantastic, king of the one-liners. What's driving Brexit? Well, from here it looks like it's probably the Duke of Edinburgh. Yeah, I know. It's not his best. It's not his best.
What?
It's because he turned over the Land Rover last year, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
That
undeserving number 3, Milton. I think you got into this list by reputation alone this year. You know what I mean? Richard Stott, anyway. He goes, someone stole my antidepressants, and whoever they are, I hope they're happy.
Not bad.
That's
really
good, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's it. We're down to the number one joke. Deemed best gag by 2,000 voting members of the public after being shortlisted by the expert panel. It is Olaf Falafel. His joke has got the coveted honour of the funniest joke of the fringe, and it is this. I keep randomly shouting broccoli and cauliflower. I think I have florets.
Yeah. No, it doesn't deserve top spot.
It doesn't. The second one is the best
one. Yeah. Absolutely.
Whoever it is, I hope they're happy. That's
exactly.
Definitely it.
And there was one further down the list that was pretty good as well. I like the sleep is the reason they get up and all that. There's a few better
There's a good few better than that one. Yeah, I think he probably got it on the arty use of the word florets, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. Clever and funny.
It would have been better if he just said Tourette's, to be honest with you. Oh no, then it wouldn't make any sense. Doesn't matter, Jim. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Faith from George Michael. 18 minutes past 7 o'clock, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Is this worthy of the canned laughter, PJ? Eddie in Glasnevin has made a late bid with the one-liners. Says he bought a pair of shoes from a drug dealer. Don't know what they're laced with, but I've been tripping all day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right, Eddie, that was not a resounding endorsement there.
Is it your own, Eddie? Anyway. If it is your own, then I'm being harsh. Yeah, fair play. Anyway, what am I never wrote a one-liner in my life?
I was about to ask you,
have
you got a favourite? Of the past? Like, do you have such a thing as a favourite one-liner of all time? That'd be a big ask, to be fair. That'd be a big ask.
I do like Steve Wright's one. Steve Wright's one where he says, I was going through the supermarket the other day and I saw someone pushing like 50 shopping carts in a row. And I said, hey! Someone might want to use one of those.
That's very good.
Yeah.
I still think one of my favourites.
He didn't play the canned laughter for me. Do you notice
sorry,
that he left me hanging?
There you go.
Oh, you left me hanging, though.
I gave you real laughter. I gave you my real laughter.
You did, yeah.
Than that stuff.
And in fairness, Milton Jones has brilliant one-liners, yeah. But unfortunately, you can't say them on the radio. I still think
one of my favourites is the ladder one. I still think that, you know, this is my stepladder. My real ladder ran away when I was a child. Still would be favourites, after
that is great. Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, 0871 888 888.
Milton Jones is one, actually. Sorry, I can't resist it now. You have me thinking of the mall where he goes, "My father was very, very sick. Oh, he was very bad. And then we covered his back with grease and he went downhill very quickly after that."
Yeah, the new Radicals, you get what you give. Here are Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock on this Monday, 19th of August. Remember, we got the hit bit on the way. Double Money Monday, £1,000. And if you want to have a listen in advance, classichits.ie. It's up there at the moment. Also, just to give you the heads up, of course, the Breakfast Table Quiz. Back after 8 o'clock. Nothing to beat on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Another cracking prize. And, of course, the reveal of our Skill Zone Challenge is on the way after 8 o'clock. We're out there on Friday. So we'll reveal all after 8, but I have to say to you, if you're looking for a place to have a bit of crack, that Skill Zone place is fantastic.
It's brilliant crack. It's a great day out.
It's out there in Sandyford, right? And I tell you something, whatever, work do, group your mates, is it over 15s, is it?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm just glad I got in. That's all I was thinking about. And to be honest with you,
it's great crack. Honestly,
it's great
really
fun.
Good
It really
fun.
Is great fun. And I'll tell you something, that baseball cage
is brilliant.
That's quality. You get some adrenaline rush out of that. Get some buzz off it, don't you?
Absolutely. Anyway, we'll do our reveal after 8. But listen, I tell you something. If you're thinking of sort of a bit of a get-together, a bit of a crack of an evening, whatever it is, whether it's just a couple of you or, as I say, a work do or something sort of, you know, whatever, club outing or something, I see, you could do worse than check out that place.
Yeah,
it's great cracking Friday.
It's the business. It's pretty fun.
Oh, that's on the way. In the meantime, if you're donning your clothes, about to head off to work or rest or play or whatever it is you're going to do, are they new?
Are they new, eh?
Or are they old and sentimental?
You know, I'm absolutely disgusted. I'm disgusted when I read this today.
Right.
And it's not about being old or, you know, keeping on to them for a while, Jim. I think you may have this all wrong.
It's nostalgia, is it?
No! You have this all wrong. This is just dirty, filthy people. According to new research, 45% of people don't change their undercrackers on a daily basis. That's what I'm talking about.
It's
not owning them for a million years like all those normal people.
Oh my God, that's gross.
No, that's just absolutely disgusting. 45, nearly half of us are wearing the same pair of undercrackers for more than a day in a row. And a disturbing, it's really, utterly and absolutely disgusting. A disturbing, and it is disturbing, 13% of us don't, they wear them for a week. They wear the same undercrackers for a week.
Oh my God.
For a week.
Wow.
Can you, that's back to, you know the old inside out and back to front, you get 4 days out. That's absolutely vile anyway. Imagine stretching 3 more days. You're listening. I know, if there's that many of you, 13%, there's somebody listening now who's wearing their strides, their understrides, their dirty undercrackers for more than a week. And I'd have to say, you, sir, are an absolute disgrace. Surprisingly, men were found to be the worst for doing this. I don't think that's surprising at all.
Yeah.
With a survey of 1,000 people showing
that. That's what it says. It says surprisingly men.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, that was the most nailed on obvious thing ever.
No, that's one of these things. Unbelievable. You know, now that all gender equality and all. Get out of it. We know if there's a scruffy old belter out there, it's going to have a willy. That's the truth of it. So there you go. With the survey of 1,000 people showed that they're 2.5 times more likely than women to wear the same pants for 7 days or longer. There's some fella out there wearing the same strides for a month. I bet you there is. I bet you there is. It's disgusting.
I mean, literally, sure, they'd walk off themselves
and
dive into the laundry basket.
And here's the stuff you're getting into. So this research, it also reveals that people have a strong sense of loyalty to their underpants. Loyalty. 46% loyal to their undercrackers. With 46% of people saying that they own the same underpants for a year or more. Which, that's great. I own most of my underpants for at least 10 years, to be honest with you. You get forever out of a good set of underpants.
Yeah, undercrackers.
You know, remember, we'll go back to my plaid quality. Pants. My plaid pants have been around for God knows how long. You know what I mean? Like, we got a song and everything out of it.
That's true.
Remember, he lives in an apartment that's down by the sea. PJ plaid pants.
Now, your plaid pants, they aren't like Trigger's brush, are they? They haven't had like, you know, 14 new elastics.
Ah, come here. Like, you know what I mean? I keep them for as long as I can. And I hate buying new ones. But let's be honest, I've never had repaired underpants. I've never taken my underpants to a cobbler and says, you don't do undercrackers by any chance. Exactly. Along with them shoes.
You couldn't staple them for us, could you?
Yeah. I'll drop it in a pair of shoes. Listen, the shoes are grand. It's the underpants I've squeezed into them that I want you to have a look at.
You can put a leather patch on the bottom area. Yeah.
Get some new elastics and all. You know what I mean? Stick them around the legs as well. Keep running up. Yeah, so there you go. So 38% of us said they have had their favourite underwear for so long that they couldn't remember when they bought it. That's me. That's me all over.
Yeah.
Well, like, you don't buy
it. By the way, a couple of people have just pointed out, Bernie Kane has texted in to say, it's all right for some, PJ. We don't all steal other people's underwear.
No, but
And then somebody,
that was an accident.
Somebody else who is, Al Stanley, has also texted in to say, yeah, and when PJ needs a new pair of undercrackers, he just steals a pair from the gym.
That was an accident. I can't believe that's still being held
still
against me.
Going doing the rounds.
Oh, yeah, it was an accident. The thing is, I managed to do it twice. Remember, I went back and did it again by accident. Dreadful.
It's amazing.
And then my runners went missing. Then somebody swiped my runners.
It was a revenge attack, obviously. Revenge attack for you, for the undercrackers.
Somebody swiped a pair of runners off me. That's weird as well, man.
Yeah.
And like, you can accidentally steal someone's underpants. Do you know what I mean? But how do you accidentally steal two pieces of footwear?
It's not just an easy thing to accidentally steal another human being's underpants.
It is. I did it totally wrong. I totally did it without knowing it twice. It was very easy to do.
You're saying it's easier to get the underpants off somebody than the runners off?
Very much easier. They're
unbelievable.
Yeah. Sure, I had them washed and everything before I knew I had them. I didn't realise it until I was taking them out of the wash.
Oh, I was like,
they don't look familiar to me at all. So there you go.
And would you say that the ones that you stole, had they been like on the victim for like more than...
Yeah, they had.
Could have been a 7-day man.
I don't know. See, the wash... I will say he owned them for at least 4 years.
Right.
They were well used. Very well used. You know, the elastic was on his last leg.
He fits into our survey.
The pink in them was all wiped out. It was almost a white. And the purple was... Oh, you could see through patches. He had them a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's even worse. They were very... They were emotional pants for that man.
Yeah.
He was emotionally attached to those pants. He was wearing them for a long time.
And if he's going around wearing pink and purple pants, maybe you did him a favour. Maybe you did him a favour.
Well, I did myself a favour because I tell you something, they're so snug.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
Sorry, I was filming Mike.
What was going on there?
I was filming Mike. I'm such an old... granddad. I was recording him on my phone.
Why, were you expecting him to sing?
I was half expecting it, to be honest with you. But they all knew the first time we were playing, I was waiting for him to sort of put in a rival hit bit on me.
Oh,
so
right.
I put up the phone, we got there, and do you know what happened? Absolutely nothing at all.
I thought you were doing a selfie.
Yeah.
That's that close to your head, should I be weird?
Yeah, I thought that was weird, all right.
It would have been very weird, yeah.
Right.
Look at that.
That was a great bit of radio there.
Hey, the jingle can walk on its own. Anyway, it is the all-new, brand-new, absolutely new classic hit bit. So for the first time ever on this show, this is what it sounds like. And it is Double Money Monday. What?
We played it on Friday.
Will you give me a bit of dramatics? We haven't played it. You know what I mean? We let them hear it. We never played the game as such.
That's it, yeah.
So there you go. So for the first time ever, Jim, can we once again? First time again, please, Jim. Can we hear the hit?
There you go.
There you go. There you go. Smarty pants. It is €1,000 Double Money Monday. Now listen to that.
That's just me hitting him over the head.
Yeah. Oh, God. Right, so it's going to be Niall Healy in Dublin is going to play for us. How are you getting on, Niall?
Not bad. How are you, PJ and Jim?
All good, Niall. What's your story? Good weekend?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Just went in to celebrate my birthday.
Belated happy birthday, Niall. Was it a milestone one, or?
No, it was just the 29.
Ah, very good, yeah.
29,
yeah.
Only a child, a nipper.
1 year left on the second floor. I tell you, it's good crack. Did you do anything interesting, Niall?
I just went there with my fiancé. We went and got dinner and had a few drinks in the local pub.
Happy days.
Very nice,
chilled and cool. Nice one.
Saved the big celebrations for the 30s, of course.
That's it. Yeah, hope she's saving, is she?
Ah, she is indeed right now.
That's the way to have a
fair play to her. She'll have it all spent on herself. Anyway, let's try to give you a few quid now. What do you think it is?
I think it's Bob Marley, I Don't Like Cricket.
Don't Like Cricket, right?
Oh,
so there you go.
Right, yeah.
Let's do this.
We played that recently, didn't we, for some reason?
Yes, yeah, when we were playing cricket.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That makes sense.
And you're wearing your blue jumper, Jim.
It all comes today.
Now, could you be right? Oh, no. Or be wrong? Come on!
Is that it?
What is it?
Oh, sorry, it is wrong.
I don't even know what the pun was.
That was Bob Marley song.
What?
Could you be loved? Oh, no. Could you be right?
God, Niall, I'm very sorry.
I tell you, this is descending into absolute carnage.
Then I said, oh no.
Niall, listen, thank God you got your birthday out of the way and had a decent weekend, and then you had to face that.
Yeah, listen.
Have a good day, man.
I think
you actually ruined Niall's birthday.
Yeah, even though it's over, I think you still managed to ruin it.
You made him feel like a 30-year-old man. You took 12 months off him. Right, so Adrian, neither in Cork. How are you getting on, Adrian?
How are you going on?
Not so bad at all. How are you, Adrian? You well? Did you have a good weekend?
Not bad at all, yeah. Nice and relaxing.
Yeah, did you get up to anything interesting at all then?
Not a whole pile, no, you know.
Good for you.
Watched the match there yesterday, that was it.
Oh, yeah, gee, it was the red card. It sort of shot the fox, really, didn't it?
A bit, kind of made a mess of it, but sure, he had to go.
Yeah, in fairness, he had to go. Still a lot of Kilkenny folks. It's not a red card if you elbow someone in the face, but you're not going to leave him to it. Right, so what do you think it is? We try and give you a few quid, Adrian.
Liberty X, just a little.
Liberty X, right, wow.
Interesting. What did you say your second name was, Adrian?
Ryder.
Oh, right, okay. Lads,
I don't know what PJ called me, but...
Oh, sorry, Nider I called him. I beg your pardon.
It is.
That's my German cousin.
Anyway, it's grand. I'm sorry you're wrong. Jim, this doesn't get much better, because I thought his name is Nider as well. And I did have another guest from another fellow who said Liberty X, and neither of them are right.
Oh my God.
But his name is Ryder, so it makes no sense.
Lider.
Oh, is it Lider?
Yeah.
What day is it, lad? Where am I?
Adrian. Go now.
Oh my God, Adrian.
Go now and save yourself.
Run for your life, Adrian. Run for your life.
Save yourself.
I think we'll agree that the first one was a huge success.
Yeah, a huge success. God.
The hip bit's working
well,
isn't
it? Adrian never spoke to us again after that. He's
enough trying to disassociate himself as we speak.
He's got his meditation and all.
ABC, When Smokey Sings. Here are classic hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 11 minutes past 8 on this Monday, 19th of August. And Magic Mike has joined us back in studio. Because, of course, it is time to reveal the events that unfolded on Friday. If you were with us on Friday, you know that Mike popped in and announced that he had invented a new challenge. Courtesy of, I have to say, the very, very nice people at Skillzone.
What a great place. I'm telling you.
We had an absolute ball
Deadly crack on Friday.
I really can't recommend it enough, to be fair. As I said, if you're doing, like, whatever, if it's just you and a few of your mates, or if it's, you know, gang out the job and you're looking for somewhere to, you know, have a bit of crack or whatever, it's brilliant. It's basically like, I think we didn't get them all, but I think, is there about a dozen?
I think there's 10 in total.
Is there?
And that includes like basketball, football, and then there's obviously baseball and the shooting and the climbing wall. We didn't try the climbing wall.
We didn't get the shooting done. We didn't get the climbing done.
No, there was all harnesses and all. We were like, don't want to do that. And the shooting's like computer game. We wanted to stick to the real stuff. Yeah. That we did.
But honestly, really, big thanks to Skillzone there in Sandyford, and couldn't recommend it enough if you're looking to have a bit of crack.
Yeah, and on Friday, obviously, we discussed very briefly about what sports were on offer for you guys to do on the circuit of Skillzone. And we kind of chose, well, you chose kind of on Friday, and then we had to see the logistics that were at play on Friday afternoon when we went out there, late Friday morning. So the sports that were chosen for everybody, and the video is up, by the way, on the Classic Hits Facebook page and Instagram as well. The sports that were chosen were basketball, football, rugby, GAA, golf. And then it came down to a clincher. Let me explain why it came down to a clincher. So the first one she just took on was basketball.
Yeah.
Let's be fair. It was a pretty...
pretty dire,
barrel. It wasn't an illustrious start.
No. It's desperate.
So they got, basically, they got two shots in... they got two opportunities in every sport.
Yeah.
To have a goal. And it was 1 point per basket or per goal or whatever it was, right? There was nil point on the basketball.
Literally, we both missed... all our shots.
Yeah.
And then we went into the football category.
Yeah.
And the soccer, which had a giant goalkeeper in it, and you had to hit above a middle bar of the goal.
Yeah,
right?
It was like four quadrants kind of thing.
Yeah, and the results, in case you can't remember, PJ was the winner of the football.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a shock.
He scored one goal out of two. Jim, you didn't score
I
any
know.
There.
Big toe poke PJ took
the toe poke? What's up his
points.
Top right corner? Top right corner.
Right, and then we moved on to rugby, lads.
Right.
Right, now this gained the most amount of controversy. I'll tell you something, for a man who doesn't like rugby and not into it,
yeah.
PJ Gallagher, that is, you had a lot to say about it.
Too right I did.
Yeah.
Too right I did.
Anyway, the controversy was, I think it's the second one there actually, Jim.
Yeah, well, you can see.
It doesn't matter, it doesn't
okay,
matter.
Okay, no, that's no problem. I can give you that one, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the controversy in the rugby was this basically happened.
It didn't touch the ground.
Now, see that? He is the most competitive man in the history of the world.
I don't watch rugby. You lads said a drop goal, the ball has to touch the ground. It didn't touch the ground.
Yeah,
that's
no.
all I'm saying.
So he's saying that we did a drop goal instead of a tee kick, right?
Yeah.
Essentially. Now, sorry, Jim, we're going to have to move all those up now.
Okay,
my mucho's apologies. I'm after telling Jim to play all these clips. One way and then the other. But anyway, so basically, it was a drop goal. PJ is convinced that you didn't drop the ball.
Yeah.
Would you agree that that the ball did touch the ground
absolutely,
or it didn't touch the ground?
Absolutely. But my ball touched the ground,
question. So I have a bit of proof here, right? So if you listen to... So PJ's kick... First of all, PJ didn't get one. Jim is the only one who got one in the rugby. But this is the sound of... This is what happened with PJ's kick.
Okay.
I never touched the ground. Referee, you never touched the ground.
Right, so that was PJ's kick, right?
And you can clearly hear yours didn't touch the ground. But
what
you
are you talking about? It was simultaneous.
You agreed that it didn't touch the ground. I think you even agreed that it didn't
touch the
ground.
Doesn't matter, it didn't go over anyway.
I want you to have a listen to the two kicks side by side. So have a listen to PJ's first and then comes Jim, just to settle this argument, right?
Okay.
That's you. Never
right.
Mind. Now, double kick.
There you go.
I just wanted to settle that out.
So Jim, it did touch the ground, thank you.
It did touch
well
the ground.
Well done, referee.
So Jim got one there, right? We moved on to GAA.
That's him hitting his chest or
something. No, it's not. I slowed it down and everything, right? Then we moved on to GAA. It was 1 point each, lad, so well done on that.
Yeah.
The golf came up. And that was rather embarrassing for all of us.
Thank
actually.
God.
All concerned,
which was nil all. And then it all came down because it was 2 points each. The lads had to hang tight or hang tough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hang tough.
And you'll
yeah.
see it on the video.
And I won't mention the fact that I did say on Friday when it was announced that that'd be the one that, you know, we shouldn't be doing, because I did mention me grip and everything, but I'm not going to, you know, it was overruled.
PJ said he had a sore shoulder.
Oh my God, you want to hear the whinging of him?
The official results, ladies and gentlemen, after 2 points each on all the different sports, it came down to hang tough, and the winner hanging on for a total of 47.19 seconds to Jim's 39.53 is PJ.
Yay! Yeah.
So well done, PJ.
Right.
So they literally chose my weakest thing and they gave it to PJ.
Well, in fact,
but that's okay. I'm a bigger man. Yeah. I can take it. I'll take my forfeit.
We threw golf in and all
that. It was all there.
And anyway, look, that's it. You're the winner. However, right, here's the thing, right? So on Friday, we got a heap of texts in to say what the forfeit should be. And the jersey forfeit, by far, was the most popular.
That was the one, yeah.
Because you're always going on about your various sports, right? Be it you with Bows or whatever, Manchester United.
Yeah,
the GAA and so on. So, the challenge is, Jim McCabe, that you might, you know where this is going.
Yeah,
right?
Unfortunately, I know what it is.
You love Manchester United. So, the forfeit is Liverpool jersey.
For a match in
the local. So you have to go to the local.
Yeah, you can't.
That wasn't part of the forfeit at all.
I'm telling you now that's the forfeit.
Oh, well, if that's the forfeit, then I think you're going to enjoy Mike's next little piece now. Because if that's the way you want to take this, then...
What are you talking about?
So Jim's forfeit is he's got to wear a Liverpool jersey. We're thinking on the big game, Liverpool-Man United. I think it's in October. So I think we can all hang out for that.
Right, okay.
Right, so if you can wear that to the local. Now, here's the thing, PJ, right? I've come to a conclusion here, right? I've considered this over the weekend. Your behaviour on Friday morning was nothing short of scandalous.
I mean, never known a man to be so, like, desperate to win.
No, to be fair to Jim, he played it clean. He played it well all the way through.
I still think the ball didn't touch the ground.
None of the video evidence, right? We've proven that the ball didn't touch the ground. We've proven that the ball did touch the ground. You had a go with him over that.
We'll see. We'll
and you
video.
Moaned and ribbed them the whole way through. Have a listen to this.
What are you on about?
Into the cage.
Hey, Jim, you're a bob. What about us?
1.2 attempts. Ready to go?
Only two attempts. You're very harsh.
Shock. I'm giving out.
I want you to emulate England in the World Cup semi-final, right? David Beckham, Argentina. You're David Beckham. You're just about to bottle it. Go.
Right, here we go, lads. This is what you do.
What's not to touch the ground? It's some crap that has to touch the
drop,
ground.
Go. Drop.
Yeah, but to drop
go.
It. Go.
Come on, PJ.
It takes all the crack out of it when it has to touch the ground. You know what I mean?
Always just right. giving out. Just so giving out. And that's not even all the ribbon that happened on the Hang Tough.
No, all the ribbon that happened on the Hang Tough, it was difficult to get the audio. Clarity on the audio. Oh, yeah. You gave him loads of ribbon on that.
Unbelievable.
While he was playing the golf, you stood outside and you looked at him through the glass and all that to try to put him on.
Oh, don't look at a man. Oh, wow. Imagine looking at a fella.
You were afraid that he was going to hit you with the ball.
The abuse that was going on was just scandalous.
So I think you should have a forfeit too.
Why would I? I won.
You didn't.
I won.
It was unfair. You took the mick out of the man the whole way through.
Unbelievable.
You did. Buddy.
Unsporting behaviour.
I think it's only fair
on about
that we get you to wear a Kerry jersey for the All Ireland final.
Shut up. Shut
you
up.
You see, now I'd have
shut up.
I'd have backed you had you not have been so cruel as to make me have to wear this thing in a public environment.
I'm going to be on Hill 16. You think I'm going to wear a Kerry jersey on Hill 16 on All Ireland Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, if you want me to don a Liverpool jersey,
you
in
lost
the
fucking game. You're forgetting that there was a winner and a loser here.
You cheated. You did. You cheated.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's a scandal. That's just an actual scandal. He's going down to his local. Nobody even lives there. Nobody even lives there. He could walk in and there might not even be anyone there. You know what I mean? Daniel Day-Lewis could be serving packs of crisps.
PJ, we'll leave it up to you. That is the forfeit, right?
Yeah, if you're any sort of a sportsman
at all. Ask the people. Right. 087-188-3-0-8.
He's got all his cronies on now.
Oh, yeah. Grant, should the loser be the only one to do the forfeit? Or should I have to do the forfeit as well?
Based on his
behaviour. Based on me behaviour.
Unbelievable.
I'd like to ask the very nice, good people of Classic Hits out
there. Here we go.
087-188-3-0-8. Should it just be the loser? Or should the winner have to do the forfeit as well?
The unsporting cheater.
Just
the unsporting cheater do it as well?
Yes, I will see what they say.
Guaranteed Irish U2's pride in the name of love here at Classic Hits 823. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ Jim this Monday.
I think I've made a terrible mistake here. It's about 50-50 at the moment.
50-50 on what? On you as well?
Yeah.
For your unsporting behaviour.
I honestly thought it would be a landslide in my area, seeing as though you and Mike are, you know, being real bullies on the radio this morning and forcing me into a forfeit even though I won the game. But when it comes to this thing, we're leaving it to the... I would say... Like, they're flying in. It's hard to keep count at the moment. Mike will be keeping count, but it looks like it's actually 50-50 at the moment about whether I should.
So people do have people have an instinctive sense of fair play.
But when I say, just say this as well, by the way, just to get this in, you wearing a Liverpool jersey in your local,
right?
As bad as it is not anywhere near the level of humiliation of me having to wear the Kerry jersey on the hill on All Ireland Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a far greater kick in the back of the shorts than what you are having to face.
But you see, you don't know my local.
unless it's got 13,000 people in it or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, you sure you'd be lost. You just look like a Kerry fan who took the wrong turn.
You watch your dirty mouth.
And you know.
But but you know what I mean? I know all the people on the hill now.
Well, I know all the people in the...
Oh! It's not the same. It's not the same.
Anyway,
oh my God!
Magic Mike's on the case, and actually, to be fair, somebody did say there is a good compromise there, PJ. To be fair to you,
what is it?
You know
now?
What I mean? And I am the actual sporting one among us. I am actually prepared.
It's great. It's funny the way sporting
that.
Just people always go on about how sporting they are. Isn't
I'm
it?
Just saying that the you know the, somebody has made a very very good suggestion that we should compromise in the whole thing, and you shouldn't be made wear a Kerry jersey, and that it should be just a male one.
Right, I'll do it.
Rod Stewart, Rhythm of My Heart. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz. Everyone wins this week. A €50 card for Kildare Village. Gift card for Kildare Village up for grabs just for playing. So 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. Just let us know on WhatsApp. And look, coming off the back of our Skill Zone controversy, obviously with me having to pay my forfeit, I'm going to be wearing a Liverpool jersey. It'll probably burn my skin. But nonetheless, that's the forfeit I have to pay. The jury's still out as to whether or not PJ should pay a forfeit for unsporting behaviour.
Yeah, I've got to check that again now.
Since we're on the controversy, we may as well stir it up rightly.
Glory, glory, Man United! Oh, glory, glory, Man United! People hate us now even more than they ever did before.
Yes, indeed. Glory, glory, Man United. That'll immediately get an awful lot of people listening to this show absolutely enraged.
There's Liverpool fans now, and they're disgusted. There's fans of any other club actually in the world. Yeah. Because let's face it, everybody, if you're not a United fan, despises United. Yeah,
Pretty much, they're all ABUs.
Yeah, and the good news is, and this is what I love about being a Manchester United fan, it's the optimism that upsets everybody else, right? We're the 2 days into the season. First, man, we've played one game. Yeah. We're going to win the league. We're going to win the
league.
Who's
this? Liverpool fans?
Oh, no, United fans. This is as good as it's going to get.
I don't know which United fans you're talking about.
All the ones that are... I love being deluded for a week. You get 1 week of deranged deludedness out of it and you get it. And then you get these statements like this where Manchester United, the club themselves, have come out with a statement that says, Manchester United now claim 1 in 7 people in the world is a Manchester United fan. In the world.
Well, there you go.
The most global club of them all. Manchester United claims that 1 in 7 humans alive today are Manchester United fans, right? So that's like, that says, well, that says 1.1 billion fans. There's supposed to be 7.7 billion people in the world.
In the world, yeah.
1.1 billion of them are Manchester United fans. It claims 400 million have been added to its devoted fans and followers since 2012. Wow.
That's incredible.
So it's this world panel, right? It's a proper survey. It's not like, you know, they send, you know, like a shampoo bottle.
I was just going to say.
And they buy a bunch of lads to stand
on
the street.
So it's an independent one now, is it?
Completely independent. Yeah, they paid for it now. So the study by analysts, Kantar World Panel, they questioned 54,000 people in 39 different countries to discover that 67% boost in those who call themselves United fans. So, there may not be trophies in the cabinet, right? Do you know what I mean?
In the last
couple of years, there's not a lot of trophies in the cabinet. Yeah, there's people like Sanchez who would be better off on the scratch, but they're still getting $500,000 a week. Yeah, there's all of that going on. But still, there you go. You can't be in the... And sure, support and numbers. You just can't beat it. So, increases across Europe, the Middle East, Africa, all the South American countries, the American...
Yeah.
USA itself, all of that, you know. So the biggest increase is in the Asia Pacific region, so particularly China.
Yeah.
So more Chinese fans than ever before. That actually grew from 100. Take this out. They actually grew from 108 million in 2012 to 253 million today. So there you go. The greatest club in the world, except for Bohemians.
So you see the level of forfeit that I have. I've literally got to, you know. I've got a Donna Liverpool jersey when there's 1.1 billion United fans in the world. See how the level of forfeit, and you're not even prepared to wear among, what did you say, 13,000 or something you said.
Oh my
God.
Is that
what you said?
You feckin', you know. You know the repercussions of me wearing the Kerry jersey on Hill 16 on All-Ireland Sunday is going to be severe and outstandingly long. You know that.
Yeah.
Or you, my friend, are going to hide in the hills of Wicklow. It'd be grand.
Plus, I mean, hey, there's no place to hide from 1.1 billion fans.
Well, apparently there is. It's called Narnia Land. Where you live.
By the way, does it give any figures for anybody else? No.
It doesn't, no. It's pure. Obviously, United weren't going to go surveying how many fans there is.
But it was an independent
Everton
survey.
Or Wolverhampton or any of those other minnows. You know, you're not going to go paying for that. Let them pay for their own surveys. So they just paid this Kantar World Panel to go and do it and go looking around the world. That's pretty conclusive. So there you go.
That's extensive. So
huge, absolutely huge.
I feel like I should really give it another spin.
And some smart Alex sending us some text messages now. Look at that, 1 in 7 people are Manchester United fans. Reminds me that 52% of the voters went for Brexit. More proof that people are stupid.
Right, well then that's it. Just for that now, you're going to have another blast of this, right?
I love the trumpet now.
Yeah. You brought it on yourselves, you know.
There you go. Nothing like it. They say self-praise is no praise. When it comes to Manchester United, when you pay for it, it's actually grand.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Another great week on the Breakfast Table Quiz because everybody wins. Everybody who plays gets a €50 Kildare Village gift card. And, of course, at the end of the week, then, the big prize gets an upgrade to €300 gift card for Kildare Village. Hundreds of new arrivals to help you find the perfect wardrobe essentials, all of the top brands. There's over 100 of them, the likes of Armani and Brooks Brothers, Michael Kors, Clarks, North Face, Hugo Boss, Barber, Nike, all of that sort of stuff. Loads and loads of stuff, and it's just there off exit 13 in the M7 for Kildare Village.
So it is. And of course it is Monday, best day to play. You can set the standard for the week. Everyone's a winner today.
Mm-hmm.
One of those. So let's see who's going to give it a go. It's Joanne Wynn in Kildare. How are you, Joanne?
Hiya, how are you?
Not bad at all. Did you have a good weekend, Joanne?
Not really, no. I had a son in hospital all weekend.
Oh no! Is he all right?
Yeah, he's grand. He's home now, so hopefully...
Thank God for that.
What, did he do something to himself? Or none of my business, really, but I can't help asking.
No, a virus, so...
Yeah, oh, one of them.
But all is good now, is it, Joanne, is it?
Yeah.
Well, thank God for that. So. Great stuff.
Right, I'll tell you something, Joanne. If anyone deserved anything out of this quiz, thankfully you're a winner regardless, so that's a good thing.
So straight off the bat, we'll give you that €50 Kildare Village gift card. So enjoy that, Joanne.
Brilliant.
You know your man's going to want it spent on him, but there you go.
Yeah, that's exactly. It. He'll have it spent before he leaves
his home. Right, and let's see if we can get you a bit closer to the €300 gift card. So 60 seconds, nothing to beat. Whatever you score, you'll be top of the leaderboard anyway. Ready to go?
Yep.
Best of luck, Joanne. Here we go.
In the TV series, did David Soul play Starsky or Hutch?
Hutch.
Michael Hutchins was the lead singer of what group? That's it, yeah. Which nation won the 2006 FIFA World Cup?
France.
Italy. In the Bible, who baptised Jesus?
Pass.
John the Baptist. In which William Golding novel would you find the characters Ralph, Simon and Piggy?
Pass.
Lord of the Flies. Who had a 1993 hit with I'd Do Anything for Love But I Won't Do That?
Meatloaf.
The term amnesia refers to the loss of what faculty?
Memory.
How is the year 2000 represented in Roman numerals?
Pass.
MM. Which Beatle appeared barefoot on the cover of the Abbey Road album?
Ringo.
Paul McCartney. The Steven Spielberg film Hook retells the classic children's tale. What is it?
Peter Pan.
In fashion, what are moccasins?
Shoe.
What part of the body is operated on during a root canal surgery?
Teeth.
Which Mongol ruler led a series of military conquests in the 13th century?
No idea.
Genghis Khan. You had some woeful questions, Joanne, in fairness. Weird questions, Piggy and all. Piggy in the book. I'll tell you something.
Well, you did okay, Joanne, in fairness. I mean, straight away, obviously, you know you have the €50 Kildare Village gift card, so that's a good one. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is not a bad score either.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not a bad score. And I still think some of those questions were very hard, to be honest. Like, Paul McCartney on the Abbey Road album, we all know the cover with them walking across the thing, but would you know who was who on it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a Riddler's anyway.
And we would have given you a correct answer if you had said the term amnesia refers to the loss of which faculty. Oh, I forgot. Hey! But anyway, Joanne, listen, take your €50 gift card, enjoy that, keep our fingers crossed that maybe you can upgrade that to the €300 if nobody beats 7 for the rest of the week. Have a good day.
Brilliant.
By the way, what's your son's name?
Oh, sorry, Scott.
Scott, okay. Well, will you wish Scott the very best from us as well?
Yeah, can I just give a shout-out to my brother and sister-in-law, Harold and Karen, who are 25 years married today.
Of course, absolutely.
Harold and Karen, what?
Win.
Very good, okay. Good stuff.
Sorry. Thanks, Mel.
Not at all, Joanne. Have a good day.
Brilliant. Thank you.
See you, Joanne. Have a good one.
Bye-bye now.